Exit planning? Exit strategy? What's the difference? Join us to find out on this edition of The Inside BS Show. Hey now, I'm Nikki G. This is The Inside BS Show. Joining me today is Dave Lorenzo, the godfather of growth. Hi Dave, how are you?
Hey now, Nikki G. I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. Dave, we hear a lot of discussion out there about exit strategy, exit planning. So I'd like to focus on these two. And if there's, is there a difference? And if so, what's the difference?
Yeah, this is crap. It's semantics and it's like people just making too much out of what the words are. But in my mind, let me tell you what it is. And by the way, I use the two interchangeably all the time. And, you know, these exit planning wonks who are a part of like the Society of Exit Planning Knuckleheads International are the first people to correct me. Business owners, entrepreneurs, they don't care. But let me tell you what the exit strategy wonks define as exit planning versus exit strategy. So these gurus say that exit planning is like long term, right? So what we do when somebody calls us and they say, hey, I want more value in my business. And the reason I want more value is so that I can capitalize the business, or I want to bring in a partner and I want to create more value in the business so that if I give the partner 5%, the business is worth more. So people call us and they want us to come in and look at the key value drivers of their business and add more value. They don't have an exit plan in place, but that's what exit planning is. Increasing the value of the business over the long term so that the owner has options if and when they want to exit. That's what these gurus say is exit planning. And then the gurus say exit strategy is when you got to get out like quick. So I need an exit strategy because I got prostate cancer and I got to go have treatment and I don't want to run my business, so I want to sell it. I need an exit strategy. That's what the gurus say the exit strategy is versus the exit plan. Now, is this important? Should people care about it? Is it, you know, is it going to make any difference anywhere ever? Absolutely not. It's a semantic game these people are playing to make themselves seem and feel more important. You see, what happens is, Nicola, and permit me to hop up on my soapbox for a moment. What happens is when you develop a certification, you have to have very specific things that you're certifying people in, and the words you use mean a lot. So there are people out there, in fact, there's one guy, I'm connected to him on LinkedIn and his name escapes me right now, but he created this certified exit planning advisor. This is a certification. You can become a certified exit planning advisor. This guy's a genius. He's an absolute genius because he was a financial advisor and he's sitting out there and he's helping people plan for retirement, entrepreneurs plan for retirement, and maybe he connected a couple of them to business brokers and they sold their businesses and he's like, you know what? I'm an exit planner now because I'm connecting entrepreneurs to business brokers. They're getting bags of cash and I'm investing the cash for them. So I'm going to call myself an exit planning expert. And then he went to meetings and groups and associations and started introducing himself as an exit planning expert. And the people around him went, ooh, you're an exit planning expert. That's so cool. How do I become an exit planning expert? And this guy, who's a freaking genius, was like, you know what? I'll tell you, I've got a guide here. And he quickly wrote down a bunch of steps. And he's like, I got a guide here. I'll take you through that. And then once you go through that guide and I train you on these things, I'm going to make you a certified exit planning expert. That then you'll be a certified exit planning expert. But exit planning is the long term. Exit strategy is the short term. Can't use those two interchangeably. That's part of our process when you're being certified. So when you create these certifications, there's semantics associated with them so that you can have a process that you can license to other people. And that's where this, you know, nomenclature comes from, exit planning versus exit strategy. The way that our viewers should think about it is they should think about it from the standpoint of maximizing the value of every aspect of your business. So for us, you and I here on the Inside BS Show, we give people a ton of advice and tips and strategy from maximizing the value of their business. If you want to keep your business forever and drop dead at your desk, God bless you. You can do the things we teach you, and your business will have a huge amount of value that will die with you. If you want someday to live long and prosper and sell your business, or you want to buy another business and use the proceeds from your current business, you can take the stuff we're giving you here, use it to increase the value of your business, call it planning, call it strategy, call it whatever you want, and it will still work for you if you use the stuff we're giving you. So an exit plan is long term. Exit strategy is, you know, the owner got hit by a bus. Here's the strategy he has in place for selling the business tomorrow. The plan is like the longer term thing. It's a semantic thing. I mean, that's what people are saying the difference is. Does that make sense? I mean, that's the difference between an exit plan and an exit strategy, according to the gurus.
You know how we feel about gurus, audience. We did an entire episode on identifying the fake ones out there. Here's the biggest issue with that for me, Dave. It's that it suggests by using the term exit strategy for something that is essentially a fire drill for selling your business, it suggests that you're only employing strategic thinking in the short term, in one scenario, not the long-term planning. Like, that's a problem. You should always be thinking strategically about increasing the value of your business from day one until the exit day of your business. Now, I think about that in my law practice. I would never counsel a client in saying, well, I can only provide great strategy for something that's just going to be a quick motion, right? I'll get you that temporary injunction, but then that's it, it's over. Well, it doesn't work that way, because everything takes on its own life, just like a business does, a case does. It takes on a life. And being the most strategic about what you're doing each and every day is what's really going to increase the value of your business exponentially. So it is not something that can only be viewed in isolation for a particular scenario. It's something that should be ongoing, and you should have counsel to provide you with that level of thinking, just like we're doing with the Success Lab and having a bench of advisors who are providing strategic thinking throughout the entire process for you.
Hey, Nikki G, did you know you can also get our show as an audio podcast?
Of course I know you can get the show as an audio podcast. I'm on it. But does our audience?
I don't know. So those of you who are watching on YouTube, you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search up The Inside BS Show with the Godfather and Nikki G, and you'll find us right there. Click the follow button so that you never miss a show. Now, there's a couple of reasons why you're going to want to do that. Nikki G, tell them what the first reason is.
You get to ask us questions. That is exclusive to our podcast listeners.
Yeah, we only answer listener questions on the audio version of the podcast. We don't do it on video. So if you want to hear what everyone's thinking, or if you want to ask us a question, you got to download the audio podcast. The second reason, and my favorite reason, is because you can take us with you. You can have a little Nikki G in your pocket while you're working out in the gym, washing the dishes, or walking the dog. I love me some Nikki G in my pocket when I'm walking the dogs. I don't know about you, Nicola, but that's one of my favorite things to do.
Absolutely. Take us with you.
After you watch this episode here on YouTube, go to wherever you get your podcast, click the follow button so we can go with you on your journey and you can ask us questions. We will see you, or more like hear you, there. Yeah, so think about it from, you can think about it from a business school perspective or even from a military perspective. So in business school, you're taught strategy is the big idea for your company, right? So the strategy is where you're going to go. The strategy is what you're looking toward on the horizon. It's your big idea. And then your business plan is what enables that strategy. Your business plan are the action items, and those action items are tactics, right? So your strategy is overall, here's what I want to do. I want to be number one or number two in the market of widget manufacturing. And then I have a business plan. How am I going to be number one, number two? I have a proprietary technology to manufacture widgets. I'm going to employ the best sales team. I'm going to go out and target this narrow market niche to start. That's your business plan. But those three things I outlined, those are tactics. So you have a strategy, a plan, and then tactics. That's business school, right? If you were in the military, your strategy is, like in World War II, your strategy is, okay, we're going to land on the beach in Normandy, and we're going to go up the beach in Normandy, and we're going to land on the beach at Omaha Beach, and we're going to go up the beach at Omaha Beach. We're going to use a pincer movement. That's the strategy. But the plan is, okay, these five companies are going to land on the beach in, or these 35 companies are going to land on the beach in Normandy. These 35 companies are going to land on the beach at Omaha Beach, and they're going to march forward, and we're going to use infantry, and we're going to use mechanized weapons, and we're going to use mortars. That's the plan. And then the specific things that you're going to use that I just detailed, those are tactics. So strategy, plan, tactics. That's the way the real world does it, right? But no, in exit strategy, exit planning, an exit plan is the long term, and the strategy is the, oh my God, I got to get out now, so I need a strategy. That's what that is. So when you hear these things, folks, take them with a grain of salt. The idea is you're continuously building value into your business while you're running your business. And that's the difference between you, because you're here with us on the show, and somebody else who's not listening to the show. The somebody else who's not listening to the show is thinking, crap, I got to fill these 30 orders today, and I'm short these five people, and I got to go get the five people. They're in the day-to-day. You're here thinking long-term about building value into your business. Call it whatever you want. Nikki G, what do you think?
Yeah, I think you hit on it, Dave. The issue is thinking about it from an academic standpoint by saying, you know, this is the strategy is only being employed here. It's a very narrow way of thinking about this. Like, you need to remove yourself from the academic environment of whatever has been taught to you as, you know, the guru who is putting these principles out there, that it doesn't work that way from a practical standpoint. When you're out in the real world and you're operating a business, you can't think of this as an academic exercise. You really need to be thinking about this in a way where you are engaged, you are being strategic always about your business. So that's kind of where it comes down to it for me, is get rid of the academic thinking on this topic and always be strategic about your business, and you are going to increase the value. And that's what we're here to help you do.
That is what we're here to help you do. This is the Inside BS Show. We're here every day with a brand new show for you. We are talking about adding value to your business. My name is Dave Lorenzo. I'm the godfather of growth, and she is
Nikki G.
And we'll see you back here again tomorrow. Hey, listen, do us a favor. If you like today's show, share it with somebody else, because sharing is caring, and sharing is the way the show grows. Share it with all your entrepreneurial friends. We love it when you share the show with other people. We'll see you back here again tomorrow for another edition of the show. Until then, here's hoping you make a great living and live a great life.